www.attableek.com, the reviver of Iman.
ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون، نزلا من غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر، ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر، يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل، ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة، ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار، ألا فاعملوا أنتم من الله على حذر، واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم، فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره، ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram and his beloved brothers in Islam, Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, this is wara'u wara', beyond human comprehension. Akbar min kulli kabir, aqwa min kulli qawi, a'az min kulli aziz, a'azam min kulli azim, ajal min kulli jaleel. Greater than anything with greatness, more majestic than anything with majesty, more powerful than anything with power, more glorious than anything with glory, more mighty than anything with might. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهُ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهُ. He is the ilah of the heavens, He is the ilah of the earth. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى. أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, everything between the heavens and the earth, everything beneath the earth, every cell in our bodies, every atom in this universe belongs to Allah. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Allah is the creator of every shay. Mufassirin explain, what is shay? They say ma siwa Allah. Everything besides Allah is makhluq. Everything besides Allah is a created entity. And whatever is created, whatever shape or form it may take, when they say water is H2O, two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. However, if you take two tanks of hydrogen and one tank of oxygen, give them the best laboratory, give them from now till Qiyamah, they will not be able to produce one droplet of water. Whatever exists is not existing of its own accord. It is existing on the Amr and the command of Allah. Everything that exists belongs to Allah. Makhluq, that which is created, whatever shape or form it may take, whether it's a pebble, or whether it is a mountain, whether it is a grain of sand, whether it is a desert, whether it is a droplet of water, whether it is the oceans, whether it is a wisp of air, whether it is a raging tornado. Makhluq, that which is created, Quran unequivocally states, لا يملكون لأنفسهم ضرا ولا نفعا ولا يملكون موتا ولا حياة ولا نشورا. Makhluq, created, it cannot benefit, it cannot harm, it cannot live, it cannot die, it cannot be resurrected except with the permission, qudrat, will and irada of one Allah. One Allah is controlling. لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah introduces Himself in the Quran. إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهِ. إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهِ. Quran explains to us, introduces to us who is Allah. Verily your Rabb is Allah. Sustainer, nourisher, provider, originator, controller is one Allah. إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ. Who is Allah? Allah is that being that created the seven heavens and the seven earths in 6 days. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. Then He rose upon His arsh, arising in keeping with His greatness. يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ يَطْلُبُهُ حَثِيثًا. He put into place this movement, this rotation of day and night. يَطْلُبُهُ حَثِيثًا. Set system, set passion, set pattern. Such vast creations of Allah. If you look, Allah Ta'ala invites us. Look at the sun. Like the poet says, أُنظُرُوا إِلَى الشَّمْسِ وَشُعَائِهَا وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ وَارْتِفَاعِهَا وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ وَارْتِسَاعِهَا. Look at that sun. Look at the sun. We said that surface temperature of the sun is 12,000 degrees Fahrenheit. The core of the sun is 27 million degrees Fahrenheit. Sirajan wahaja. Allah describes this as a shining lantern. The sun is only one star. He said every second in the sun, 500 billion tons of helium gas is converted. 14 billion tons of helium gas is converted into 12 billion tons of hydrogen gas. This conversion, chemical reaction, causes energy to be given off. How much energy? Equivalent to 500 million atom bombs exploding at one time. Every second. Flames 100,000 miles long. We are worried about power supply. We are worried about energy. They said in 1948 an arc of light, burst of energy, came out of the sun, came out and went back. At that time, scientists measured how much of energy was contained in one flame, one burst of light from the sun. They found there was sufficient energy to power the entire earth for the next 10 billion years. Without any power plant, without any of the systems of this world, that is only one star. The solar system, sun, 9 planets, 31 moons, 30,000 asteroids, thousands of comets and meteors. This is only one system. It is said that the diameter of the sun is 1,391,000 kilometers. The sun is one star in what we call this, the solar system, or the Milky Way, one galaxy, which is a conjunction of 17 galaxies, one super galaxy. It is said in just this one galaxy, there are so many stars. They estimate there are 400 billion stars in one galaxy. The sun, the diameter 1,391,000 kilometers. In the same galaxy there is one star, the diameter is 400 million kilometers. There is one star, the diameter is 1.4 billion kilometers. How vast is just this one universe? How vast is just this one galaxy? What we call the Milky Way or super galaxy, they say if you travel at the speed of light, how fast does light travel? 186,282 miles per second. If you travel at that speed, we call it kilometers, 300,000 kilometers per second. At that speed in 1 year, you will cover a distance of 9.5 trillion kilometers. This one galaxy, they estimate if you start from one point at that speed, it will take 150,000 light years just to finish the one galaxy. 1981, there was a magazine published by a Christian organization in America. The name of the magazine, The Plain Truth. Valiban, January 1981 edition, they published a report by NASA at that time, the Kulasa or the crux of that report, that the universe, what we can see, we What we are able to see is because of the light that is there in the universe. They say what we can see is only 3%. The other 97% of the universe is what is called the black hole, total darkness. What is going on there, they don't even know. In the 3% that is visible, in the 3% that is visible, they estimate that there are so many stars, that if one second is taken to name each star, it will take 300 trillion years just to name the stars. Such a vast universe, and all this is what we call Sama'u Dunya, underneath the first heaven. Quran says, وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّ السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ وَحِفْظًا. Stars are found underneath the first heaven. Wherever we find stars, that is just Sama'u Dunya. Above that, Allah has erected another seven heavens. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah's riwayat, on one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam poses the question to Sahaba al-Kiram, that هَلْ تَدْرُونَ كَمْ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Oh my Sahaba, tell me, do you know the distance between the earth and the first heaven? Sahaba are not like you and I. Somebody goes to school or university, gets a few degrees, gets a few titles attached to his name, and he feels, now I am Allama. I know everything. Insan's knowledge is limited. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. The knowledge you were given is very, very little. There was a group of German scientists. They spent 25 years of exhaustive research studying one cell in the body, located in the pancreas, which produces insulin. One cell. What is the size of the cell? The cell is so small, you need a microscope to see. If you want to understand how small the cell is, they say if you take a centimeter and divide it into 100 million parts, this will give you the idea of the size of one cell. Inside that cell is what is called the DNA of the cell. 1 millionth the size of the cell is the DNA. That DNA is made up of 3.5 billion characteristics. 3.5 billion, what they call nucleotides. In such a tiny space, Allah has kept so much of knowledge. It is said that if you want to record what is in the DNA of the cell of one human being, you will need 500 encyclopedias, each one 900 pages long. One cell, this insan, this human being, is a composition, is a collection of 100 trillion cells. 100 trillion cells. Allah calls out in the Quran, قُتِلَ الْإِنسَانِ مَا أَكْفَرَ. قُتِلَ الْإِنسَانِ مَا أَكْفَرَ. This word قُتِلَ الْإِنسَانِ is an expression. It denotes a level of, it's a complaint by Allah. قُتِلَ الْإِنسَانِ, that what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you, O insan? مَا أَكْفَرَ. How ungrateful you are. How ungrateful you are. Ponder, reflect. What price tag are we going to put on the ni'mats of Allah? What price tag are we going to put on the bounties of Allah? I am looking at you, you are looking at me. One ni'mat of Allah. Just that sight. Have we pondered and reflected? It is said the eye, 1 millimeter of the eye can accept 30,000 separate points of light in 1 second. In each eye Allah has kept 130 million receptors for light. These eyes are taking 10 three-dimensional pictures every second, 800,000 pictures every day. When I understand the value of eyesight, go to the blind man. Go to the person who can't see, then we'll understand what is the value of eyesight. At the back of the eye there is a tiny hole. What is the size of that hole? Quarter of a millimeter. Quarter of a millimeter. Through that hole there is a cable passing through. How many wires in that cable? 1.3 million wires. A cable containing 1.3 million wires passing through a hole the size quarter of a millimeter. Can we understand the Qudrat of Allah? At the back of it is the retina. Every time an image forms, the muscles around the retina flex to clear the retina so that the next image can form. This flexing of the muscles takes place 100,000 times every day. If the same muscles are to be located in your feet, it is the equivalent of walking 100 kilometers every day. This is just one ni'mat of Allah. One bounty of Allah, the ability to see, the ability to hear, the ability to speak, the ability to think, the ability to imagine, the ability to feel compassion, various myriad emotions Allah has created in this human being. What price tag are we going to put on the ni'mat and the bounties of Allah? Where is all this happening? Allah calls out, قُتِلَ الْإِنسَانِ مَا أَكْفَرَ. How ungrateful you are. مِنْ أَيِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَ. From where did we create you? From what were you created? مِنْ أَيِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَ. مِنْ نُطْفَ. One cell. One drop of sperm. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Allah says, verily we created this insan from an extract of clay. From an extract of clay he was made into a drop of sperm in a safe receptacle, from a drop of sperm into a clot of blood, from a clot of blood into a lump of flesh, stage upon stage upon stage of creation. Where? Where was all this happening? Somewhere an eye was being formed, ear was being formed, hands were being formed, feet were being formed, lungs were being formed, liver was being formed, kidney was being formed. Where was it happening? Was it in a laboratory? Was it in a controlled environment? No. Fi butuni ummahatikum, in the womb of your mothers. Was the lighting good? Just the eyes we mentioned earlier. Cable 1.3 million wires passing to a hole, quarter of a millimeter. Was the lighting good? Where is this happening? Fi zulumatin thalath, in three layers of darkness. In three layers of darkness. Allah is Khaliq. Allah is Musawwir. Allah is Badi'. Allah is the creator, Allah is the fashioner, Allah is giving shape, Allah is giving form. Imagine at any given time how many million women are pregnant. How many animals, how many birds, how many insects, how many fish. Each one of these creations of Allah, in the female, in their womb, insan, animals, birds, insects are being created. Who is behind all this? Allah. Can we imagine the complexity and the vastness of Allah's creation? لَمْ أَزَلْ أُدَبِّرْ فِيكَ تَدْبِيرًا. Comes in the riwayat, Allah says, فَخَلَقْنَا فَنِعْمَ الْقَادِرُونَ. We created you, we fashioned you, we are the best of creators. Our tadbir, our fashioning took place amongst you. لَا لَكَ سِنًّا تَقْطَعْ. Allah Ta'ala calls out, Yabna Adam, man awsala ilayka al-ghidha wa anta janinun fi batni ummik. O Ibn Adam, O insan, who sustained you? Who nourished you? Who fashioned you? Who perfected you when you were but a fetus in the womb of your mothers? قُتِلَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا أَكْفَرَ مِنْ أَيِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَ مِنْ نُطْفَ. Allah says, how ungrateful you are. What? Where did you originate from? What did you come from? Min nutfa, from a drop of sperm. خَلَقَهُ فَقَدَّرَهُ ثُمَّ السَّبِيلَ يَسَّرَهُ. Allah. Allah says, we created you, we fashioned you, we perfected you. جَعَلْتُ لَكَ مُتَّكًا عَنْ يَمِينِكَ وَمُتَّكًا عَنْ يَسَارِكَ أَمَّا الَّذِي عَنْ يَمِينِكَ فَالْتِحَالِ أَمَّا الَّذِي عَنْ يَسَارِكَ فَالْكَبِدِ عَلَّمْتُكَ الْجُلُوسَ فِي بَطْنِ أُمِّكَ فَهَلْ يَقْدِرُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ أَحَدٌ غَيْرِي. Allah says, we gave you a pillow to rest on the right side, a pillow to rest on the left side. The pillow on the right side was the spleen. The pillow on the left side was the liver. عَلَّمْتُكَ الْجُلُوسَ فِي بَطْنِ أُمِّكَ. You had to stay for 9 months in the womb of your mothers. You couldn't stand. So Allah says, we taught you to sit. Sit on what? Sit on water. فَهَلْ يَقْدِرُ عَلَىٰ ذَلِكَ أَحَدٌ غَيْرِي. Does anyone else have this qudrat and power? Stage upon stage upon stage of creation until finally, 9 months later, what at one time was one cell is brought forth 6 billion times heavier, 100 million times bigger. Insan, this human being, a composition of 100 trillion cells. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Blessed is Allah who is the best of creation. The time has come for this amanat, this child to come into the world. The passage is small, The child is big. أوحيتُ إلى الملك الموكل بالأرحام فأخرجك على ريشة من جناحه ثم السبيل يسرا. Allah says, we send wahi to the angel that was deputed to guard over the womb. The angel spread out its wing and the passage of this amanat and child into the world was made easy. Child is large. The passage is small. It is said the brain of insan. The brain of insan, in order to protect it, Allah has created a skull for each one of us to protect this brain. Otherwise, each time you knock your head, your brain will get damaged. In order to protect your brain, the skull has to be hard. The child that is in the womb of the mother, if the skull had to be hard as the child is being born, the skull would crack and the brain of that child would be harmed and damaged. That is why they find that before birth, the bones of the skull are soft. After the child is born, it becomes hard. Who is doing this? فَهَلْ يَقْدِرُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ أَحَدٌ غَيْرِ Allah says, does anyone else have this qudr? You came into the world, لَا لَكَ سِنٌ تَقْطَعْ وَلَا لَكَ يَدٌ تَبْتَشْ وَلَا لَكَ رِجْلٌ تَمْشِي You did not have teeth that can bite. You did not have hands that can grasp. You did not have feet that can walk. You were totally, completely helpless. In the womb of your mother, Allah fed you through the umbilical cord. 9 months, that fetus is commanded, do not breathe. If the developing fetus in the womb of the mother had to breathe, it would die. 9 months, don't breathe. The moment you come into the world, the child cries. The first thing the child does, it cries. What happens? The lungs open up. 9 months before, if you breathed, you would die. Now you have to breathe to live. Look at the difference in the system of Allah's creation. You are being fed through the umbilical cord. When you come into the world, the umbilical cord is cut off. Your risk, your sustenance, supply is cut off. What happens? Allah says, عَذَرْتُ لَكَ عِرْقَيْنِ رَقِيقَيْنِ يُنْبِعَانِ لَكَ لَبَنًا خَالِصًا فِي ثَدِي أُمِّكَ دافئا في الشتاء باردا في الصيف فهل يقدر على ذلك احد غيري Allah says I set forth 2 streams of pure milk in the womb, in the breast of your mothers. In winter automatically warm, in summer automatically cool. Some women carry a child 6 or 7 months, the child is born premature. Some women carry a child full 9 months. The sustenance, the risk, the digestive requirements, the nutrients which the 2 children need is not the same. One child was born premature, the other one was carried full 9 months. It is said the milk that comes from the breast of these 2 women is not the same also. The child that was carried 6 or 7 months, that milk is richer. The child that was carried full 9 months, the milk is not as rich. Why? The needs and requirement of the child is different. Which scientist is doing this? Who's making the formula? أَذَرْتُ لَكَ عِرْقَيْنِ رَقِيقَيْنِ Allah says, I set forth 2 streams of pure milk for you. Such sustenance Allah has brought about for this newborn child. Allah already knows that tomorrow the same child may become Firaun. The same child may become Harun Aman. The same child may become Shaddad. The same child may become the enemy of Allah. Yet still, Allah's rahmat, Allah's mercy, Allah has put such a system in place that it is said that such is the shifa, such is the purity, such is the effect that Allah has kept in the milk that emanates from the breast of the mother. That if a person does not take anything else that will cancel off the effect of this milk, it is said that the benefit and the qualities of shifa and cure that come from that milk will last for 40 years. Nothing else in this world can give you such benefit. لَا لَكَ سِنٌ تَقْطَعْ وَلَا لَكَ يَدٌ تَبْتَشْ وَلَا لَكَ رِجْلٌ تَمْشِي You do not have teeth that can bite. You do not have hands that can grasp. You do not have feet that can walk. You are totally, completely helpless. You cannot clean yourself. You cannot clothe yourself. What happens? What happens? Allah says, جَعَلْتُ لَكَ حَنَانًا فِي صَدْرِ أَبُوَيْكِ لَا يَأْكُلَانِ حَتَّى تَشْبَعَ وَلَا يَنَامَانِ حَتَّى تَرْقُدْ. Allah says, we created compassion for you. We made two human beings restless for you. Someone else's child cries, what happens? Your head starts beating. You get upset. What's wrong with that child? Your own child cries, your heart starts beating. What created this difference? Allah says, we placed that love. We placed that love in the hearts of those parents. We made them restless for you. Till you sleep, they won't sleep. Till you eat, they won't eat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Abbas sallam said, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى مِئَةَ رَحْمَةٍ إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى مِئَةَ رَحْمَةٍ أَنزَلَ مِنْهَا رَحْمَةً وَاحِدًا بَيْنَ الْإِنسِ وَالْجِنِّ وَالْبَهَائِمِ وَالْهَوَامِ فَبِهَا يَتَعَاطَفُونَ وَبِهَا يَتَرَاحَمُونَ وَبِهَا تَعْطِفُ الْوَحْشُ عَلَى وَلَدِهَا وَبِهَا تَعْطِفُ الْمَرْأَةُ عَلَى وَلَدِهَا. Allah Rasulullah said that Allah divided His rahmat, His mercy, into 100 parts. Only one part was sent into this world. Allah divided it between insan, between jinnat, between birds, between insects, between animals. Any love, any compassion, any kindness, one human being shows another, one animal shows another, is part of the 100th of Allah's rahmat that Allah sent into this world. To such an extent, that Allah's Rasulullah in one riwayat, He gives the example. He says an animal gives birth to a baby, a goat, or a sheep, or whatever, or a horse gives birth to a foal. The little baby, the mother lifted its leg. The child inadvertently crawled underneath the leg of the mother. That animal, for it to stand on three legs, is difficult. It holds aloft its one leg, waiting for its child to move out of harm's way. It bears the difficulty and hardship of that. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, even that act of mercy of that mother is part of the 100th of Allah's mercy. Quran tells us, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِوَلِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah says, read the incidents of Anbiya alayhi wassalatu wassalam in the Quran. In it is sabak of iman. In it is ibrat. Musa alayhi salam, the mother of Musa alayhi salam feared for the life of her child. Fir'aun, his najumis, his astrologers had told him that from the Bani Israel a male child will be born and that male child will snatch your kingdom away from you. So such was his jahalat, such was his ignorance, such was his arrogance. What does he decree? That every male child of the Bani Israel will be slaughtered at birth. Mu'arrikhin records 70,000 children were slaughtered at birth on this decree of Fir'aun. Such a zalim he was. The mother of Musa alayhi salam, male child is born, she fears for the life of her child. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِيهِ فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Allah says, we send wahi, we send inspiration to the mother of Musa alayhi salam that breastfeed this child. An ardi'i, فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ, when you fear for the life of your child, when you fear for the life of your child, what is Allah's command? What does He tell the mother Musa alayhi salam? You are afraid, you want to protect your child. فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمْ, throw him into the ocean. Throw him into the ocean. Where is the logic? You fear for the... This is literal translation of this verse. فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ, O mother Musa, when you fear for the life of your child. فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمْ, throw him into the ocean. Who does that? What is happening? Sabak of iman, lesson of iman, that the protector is Allah. Allah will protect in circumstances that are conducive. Allah will protect in circumstances that are not conducive. Allah is not in need of any of the systems of this world. The whole of Quran is this. The life of Rasulullah is this.
On one occasion, Nabi Abbas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, a young boy, he says, Kuntu ridfan Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a youngster, 7 or 8, maybe 9, 10 years of age at that time. On the other hand, is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This incident took place in Madinah Munawwara. The exact age of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not mentioned in the riwayat. But it took place in Madinah Munawwara, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was over 50 years of age. Young boy, he says, I shared the camel with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Nabi turned to me, Ya ghulam, O qala ya ghulaym, O youngster, inni u'allimuka kalimat, I want to teach you a few things. And then what does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teach him? The hadith, most of us would have heard it. Sawak of iman, muzankara of iman. Ihfadillaha yahfadka. Ihfadillaha tajidhu tujahaka. وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوْ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ إِلَّا قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامُ وَجَفَّتِ الصُّحُفُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. There's no time, is very limited to go into detail of explaining this hadith. But the crux of what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Ihfadillaha yahfadka. Guard the right of Allah. What does it mean to guard the right of Allah? Keep Allah in front of you. Keep Allah in front of you. Bring your life according to the commands of Allah. Ihfadillaha yahfadka. Allah will protect you. Protection is not in weaponry. Protection is not in armies. Protection is not in governments. Protection is not in the hands of politicians. Protection is not in the hands of any of the systems of this world. La hafiza illallah, la malika illallah, la razika illallah. There is no protector but Allah. There is no owner but Allah. There is no sustainer but Allah. This was the sabab of every Nabi of Allah, from Adam alayhi salam to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first fundamental, primary sabak and lesson which every Nabi of Allah came with. The first effort they made was that which Quran reiterates over and over and over again. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقْ وَالْمَغْرِبُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ Shahid Allah, annahu la ilaha illahu. That which Quran again and again sounds out, it is only Allah, it is only Allah, it is only Allah. The qibla, ruh, direction of this heart has to become Allah. That the only door is Allah, the only protector is Allah. Life in His hand, death in His hand, health in His hand, sickness in His hand, advancement in His hand, decline in His hand, whatever is happening, wherever it is happening, however it is happening, nothing can happen without the permission of Allah. اِحْفَظِ اللَّهَ يَحْفَظْكَ. Guard Allah's right, Allah will protect you. اِحْفَظِ اللَّهَ تَجِدُهُ تُجَاهَكَ. Guard the right of Allah, you will find Allah with you. وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَسَأَلِ اللَّهِ. When you raise your hand, when you ask, whatever need you have, turn only to Allah. Ask only from Allah. Every human being, Allah has created you on equal footing with the next human being. Each one is on an equal footing till when? Till when? Till when? Till the day you stretch your hand out to the next person. The day you stretch your hand out to the next person and ask from the makhluk and ask from the next person, what happens? You raise that person and you demean yourself. You bring yourself down. This is why the poet says, لَا تَخْضَعَنَّ لِمَخْلُوقٍ عَلَىٰ تَمَعَ لَا تَخْضَعَنَّ لِمَخْلُوقٍ عَلَىٰ تَمَعَ فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مُضِرٌّ مِنْكَ بِالدِّينِ وَاسْتَرْزِقِ اللَّهِ وَاسْتَرْزِقِ اللَّهِ مِمَّا فِي خَزَائِنِهِ فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ بَيْنَ الْكَافِ وَالنُّومِ. He says, do not disgrace yourself, do not demean yourself, do not belittle yourself, do not humiliate yourself. لا تخضعن لمخلوق على طمع, by placing your lalach and your greed in front of the makhluk. Do not humiliate yourself by stretching your hand out to anyone besides Allah. فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مُضِرٌ مِنْكَ بِالدِّينِ. Because this will destroy your deen. It will destroy your yaqeen on Allah. وَاسْتَرْزِقِ اللَّهِ. Turn to Allah. Ask from Allah. Seek your risk and your sustenance from Allah. What is meant by this? That when the temptation for haram comes, when the temptation to lie comes, when the temptation to cheat comes, when the temptation to deceive comes, have this yaqeen and conviction, my razik is Allah. I don't have to go towards lying. I don't have to go towards cheating. I don't have to go towards deceiving. The other day I met one person, he says, Maulana, be realistic. Be realistic. If I don't take loans on interest, how am I going to be competitive in the marketplace? Ask ourselves this question, my respected brothers. Ask ourselves this question, how is it ever going to be possible? How is it ever going to be possible for such an individual to bring his life onto the commands of Allah and to sacrifice for the deen of Allah, who is prepared to challenge Allah and say that you say that riba is haram and I say that without it my risk and my sustenance cannot come to me. Who are we challenging? That document is prepared very nicely. They bring the document in front of you. You got enough for the down payment. The rental income on a monthly basis can meet the monthly installments. Outwardly it's a win-win situation. Sign here on the dotted line. Sign. You can't lose. Possibly, it's impossible for you to lose. Sign on the dotted line. But what are you doing when you are signing? You're not signing some document. You're not signing some document. When you will sign on the dotted line of the document of riba, in reality what does Quran tell us? فَإِلَّمْ تَفَعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. You are not signing a document, you are signing a writ and declaration of war with Allah. Allah says you have declared war with him and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How do you hope to win such a war? What is behind this? What is behind this incorrect yaqeen? Incorrect conviction. The failure to understand, Allahu Akbar, this world, its economy, its industries, whatever we see around us, what does Allah say? Inna ja'alna ma'ala al-ardi zinatan laha linabluwakum ayyuhum ahsanu amala. Allah says we beautified it. We made it glittering and glamorous, attractive to you. Everything around you is attractive. What is the reality of it? لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ, in order to test you. Allah doesn't need any industry. Allah doesn't need any job. Allah does not need any of the systems of this world to provide. Razak is Allah. With it or without it, Allah has made this system, utilize it. But what is the yaqeen of the heart? What is the direction of the heart in Jannah? In Jannah, millions and billions of years, one person came to Maulana Yusuf Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, and he told him, he says, you say, make salah and Allah will make my sustenance easy for me. Be realistic. It doesn't make sense what you're saying. This has to be there and that has to be there. You know that but, in inverted commas, but. Have to do this, have to do. Allah is razik, but. So he also said, be realistic. Two rakat salah, what has that got to do with my sustenance? He said, read two rakat salah. Read two rakat salah and ask Allah to give you two rotis, two slices of bread. So he says, you're saying the same thing again? You're saying the same thing again, makes sense. Allahu Akbar, what does Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullahi say to him? He says, this much conviction you don't have, that on two rakat salah, Allah will give you two slices of bread, yet you want Allah to give you His Jannat on the same salah. Millions and billions of years, every wish, every desire you want it to be fulfilled on the same salah, which you don't have this conviction, that if you obey Allah's caller, Allahu Akbar, for that few minutes if you come to the masjid, this much conviction you don't have that Allah will make your rozi easy for you, and on the same salah you want Jannat. Behind it is what? Incorrect yaqeen. Anbiya alayhi mustalatu wassalam. This was the primary effort that they made. They bring this conviction. Allahu Akbar, we find generally, if you look at the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba would say, سَمِعَتُ النَّبِيَ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قَالَ النَّبِيُّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, or I heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying this, or I observed this about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very rarely, Very rarely we will find this mode of expression as is found in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when it came to this masala of risk and sustenance. What does Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? He says, Inna Jibril nafatha fi ru'i. He says, Jibril came and blew this into my heart. One is Qala al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one is Samiatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, or I heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, and one is this, Inna Jibreel nafata fi ru'i. Jibreel came and blew this into my heart, what? Anna al-Nafsa lan tamuta hatta tastakmila rizqa. It is impossible for you to die, no accident will happen. You won't get that fatal heart attack. You won't drop dead. Nothing will happen to you that will terminate your life until you do not complete that risk and sustenance which Allah wrote down for you. And not now. Not now. My Nabi said, Jibreel came and blew this into my soul. You will not die till you do not complete that risk and sustenance which Allah ordained for you. Not now. كَتَبَ اللَّهُ مَقَادِيرَ الْخَلَائِقِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَخْلُقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بِخَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. Allah ordained, Allah decreed, Allah wrote down what each person will get, when he will get, how he will get. Not now. 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and earth. Allah has already decreed it. Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah used to say that if the ground had to become copper so that not one blade of grass grew, and the sky had to become lead so that not one droplet of rainwater fell, and for one second I doubted that how that risk which Allah wrote for me will come to me, I am a kafir. This yaqeen, this conviction, Allah calls out, Hadith Qudsi, Ya Ibadi, Law Anna Awalakum wa Akhirakum, Wa Insakum wa Jinnakum, Wa Hayyakum wa Mayyitakum, Wa Ratbakum wa Yabithakum, Wa Dhakarakum wa Unthakum, Qamu fi Sa'idin Wahidin, Fasa'aluni, Fa'ataytu kulla Insanin Mas'alata, Ma Naqasa Dhalika Mimma Indi, Illa Kama Yunqisu Al-Mikhyatu Idha Udkhila Al-Bahar. Hadith Qudsi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah says, O my slaves, if the first and the last amongst you, every insan, every jinnah, every male, every female, every black, every white, every green, every withered, every human being that ever lived on the surface of the earth from Adam alayhi salam to the last person to come before Qiyamah, all of you have to gather on one plane at one time. And every one of you has to ask me. Imagine this. Every human being, millions and billions of insan, all asking Allah at one time. It will be a thunderous explosion. Millions of people asking. Different languages. The most populous country in this world is India. One of the most populous. India alone, there are 360 different languages. They estimate in the world there are 6,000 different languages. Some countries in Africa, one country, 100 different languages. Everyone asking in their own language, English, Arabic, French, Italian, Spanish, hundreds of different languages, thousands of different dialects. Nowadays, sometimes a person is speaking the same language, you have to translate. The other day, someone sent me one email, they said that some Irish people came to South Africa. Somebody met them and said, by way of from Ireland. You left Ireland and came to South Africa? You haven't heard about the looting, robbery, rape? You don't know what happened to you. You came here to die. He said, no, I came yesterday. They're speaking the same language, yet difficult to understand. Millions and billions of insan on one plane at one time, all the different types of languages. Different modes of expression. Some shouting, some whispering. Some are dumb. They're speaking from their hearts. We find in the riwayat, يَسْمَعُ الضَّجِيجَهُمْ بِاخْتِلَافِ لُغَاتِهِمْ وَلَهْجَاتِهِمْ لَا تُغَلِّطُهُ كَثْرَةُ الْمَسَائِلِ لَا يَمْنَعُهُ فَضْلٌ عَنْ فَضْلٍ وَلَا يُلْهِيهِ قَوْلٌ عَنْ قَوْلٍ. Allahu Akbar. Allah will listen to each one individual. The different mode of expression, different dialect, different intonation, different language will not confuse Allah as to what each one is asking. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allah has to grant every human being, every insan, every jinnat, whatever they desire, and beyond that, مَا نَقَسَ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا عِنْدِي إِلَّا كَمَا يُنْقِسُ الْمِخْيَةُ إِذَا أُذْكِرَ الْبَحَرِ. This will not diminish from the treasures of one Allah. Not that much! As if you were to take a pin, poke in the ocean, lift it up, how much of water that pin has diminished from the ocean, not that much will the fulfillment of the desires of every insan and every jinnat diminish from the treasures of one Allah. That businessman, or that person who is seeking his livelihood, who goes into the marketplace with this yaqeen, الرِّزْقُ عَلَى اللَّهِ, my sustenance is coming from Allah, for him to lie, for him to cheat, for him to deceive will be impossible. This sickness has overtaken this ummah in every direction. Why? Because we have erected qibla, we have erected idols. Person is in sajda. He's in sajda, he's got his forehead on the ground before Allah. His forehead is on the ground in sajda. But we have erected idols, idols of commerce, idols of industry, idols of paisa, material wealth. The person's forehead is on the ground before Allah. His heart is making sajda to these idols. Musa alayhi salam passes one person. This person is crying, making dua to Allah Ta'ala. Musa alayhi salam turns to Allah and he says, Ya Allah, if someone humbled himself and cried like this before me, I would have fulfilled their need. Allah sends wahi to Musa alayhi salam that, oh Musa, he's crying before me, asking from me, وَإِنَّهُ غَنَمٌ, but he has a few sheep. وَقَلْبُهُ فِي غَنَمِهِ, his heart is in his sheep. His heart is in his dunya, his yaqeen is in his dunya. Tell him to change the direction. Tell him to change the direction of the heart to Allah, to me, and I will fulfill his need. One person was traveling. He got thirsty, came to a well, looked down, the water was very low. What does he do? He takes off his amama, ties his khuf, his leather socks to the end of the amama, suspends it into the well, still can't reach the water. Little while later, a deer, an animal comes, looks down, water is low, looks up. What happens? The level of the water starts rising. The animal drinks, this person drinks. Thereafter he makes shikayat, he turns to Allah, Ya Allah, I am ashraful makhlukat, I am the paragon of your creation. That was an animal. For me you didn't raise the water, for the animal you raised the water. From the heavens the voice calls out, the animal looked towards us, you look towards your amama and your khuf. So for the animal we did it, for you we did not do it. وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ, when you ask, ask from Allah, the beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, on one occasion she comes before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What is her condition? The narrator of the hadith is Imran bin Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, Fatima comes before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the brink of starvation. وَقَدْ ذَهَبَ عَنْ وَجْهِهَا أَثْرَ الدَّمْ, the color of blood had left her face, her cheeks were deathly yellow. She was on the brink of starvation. In this condition, she comes in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sahaba were at his beck and call. He could have commanded any Sahabi. Whatever he wanted, that Sahabi would have laid his life down for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They would address him, Nafdika bi abaina wa ummahatina, may our parents be sacrificed upon you. This is how Sahaba would address Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His daughter is on the brink of starvation. What does he do? Even at that juncture, the ummah is taught the sabak of iman. He turns to Allah, Ya Mushbi al-Ja'a, Ya Mushbi al-Ja'a, Wa Ya Qadi al-Haja, Wa Ya Rafi al-Wada, La Tuji'a Fatimata binti Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, You are the one that satiates with food and without food. You are the one that fulfills the needs with the means and without the means. You are the one that raises up those who are downtrodden when circumstances are conducive. Oh, it is against, oh my Allah, you are not in need of anything. From your ghaibi qudrat, alleviate the hunger of the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La tuja Fatima binti Muhammad. Take away this hunger. Imran bin Hussein says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua and the color of health and vigor returned back to the face of Fatima radiallahu anha. Without any food. Even at that juncture he taught his ummat iman. Turn to Allah. Wa idha sa'alta fas'alillah. Wa idha sta'anta fasta'in billah. Young boy. What does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to you? When you ask, ask from Allah. When you seek help from Allah. And know and understand that the whole world can get together to benefit you. They will not benefit you except to the extent that Allah has decreed. And the whole world can get together to harm you. They will not harm you except to the extent that Allah has decreed. The pens have been lifted, the pages are dry. What does it mean? Turn to Allah. And who is this muzakara being made with a young boy? Today when it is said, by bring alive the muzakara of iman with your youth, what we say? Why are you talking depressing topics? Talk interesting topics. When he said, talk about qabr, talk about akhirah, talk about jannah, talk about jahannam. Bring this muzakara alive in your homes. Our elders are crying, they are crying. Establish the halqa of ta'aleem in your homes. Qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bring this alive in your homes. Cry tears of blood, my respected brothers, when you go for jola. You walk into the Muslim home, you go into this lounge or sitting room. First thing, what is there in front? 10-inch, 12-inch, 14-inch, 20-inch, 40-inch plasma screen. Now they've got curved screens. So many million pixels. Instruments of zina that have entered every home of the woman. Father, mother and children sitting together looking at zina taking place. Azan is called out. Azan is called out and still the zina is going on. What are the seeds that we are planting? What is the direction that this ummah is going? Our elders are crying out to us. Such darkness, such zulmat, such instruments that are destroying the iman of the ummah has entered every home of the ummah. They are saying somewhat simple procedure we have been given, by which inshallah Allah will bring nuraniyat in our homes. Allah will bring muhabbat in our homes. Allah will bring itminan in our homes. Allah will dispel the dark fitnas that have entered the homes of the ummah. They are saying every day, 15, 20 minutes, sit the whole family. Qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bring that nuraniyat in your home. A few years ago, Masturat Jamaat from Sri Lanka came to South Africa. They gave kar guzari that they say in Sri Lanka, not masjid ta'aleem, home ta'aleem. Home ta'aleem they are making 1.5 hours every day. If we hear something like that, we'll say, verify the time. 1.5 hours home tali, where's the time? For internet, there's time. For the shaitan box, there's time. For techno gadgets, there's time. For everything else, there's time. But for qala Allah and qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's no time. Such is the way that the value systems of this ummah are gone upside down. Such an effort has to be made. Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyah, Allah's jalal. We have to bring this on our tongues. We have to start speaking about the sifat of Allah, about the attributes of Allah. Bring the nuraniyat of Quran in our homes. The month of Ramadan is coming. I remember a few years ago, we were in one town in South Africa. As we approached the masjid, they had two signs outside, two arrows. There was one arrow pointing this way, parking for 8 rakat tarawih. And one arrow pointing this way, parking for 20 rakat tarawih. Not going into the fiqh ikhtilaf, that the ulama know better. But where is the shauq for Quran? Where is the shagaf for Quran? Where is that? Where is the love for Quran? Abdul Rahman Taymi rahimullah tabi'i, he says, I entered the haram of Makkah. Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, who was making tahajjud salah, I went and stood behind him. Usman said Allahu Akbar, I said Allahu Akbar. Usman started reading Surah Fatiha. He says, by the qasam of my Allah, he did not go into ruku until he reached Surah Nas. The entire Quran in one rakat of tahajjud salah. And what did Usman radiallahu ta'ala say? لَوْ تَهُرَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ لَوْ تَهُرَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مَا شَبِعْتُمْ مِنْ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ He would say, if your hearts were pure, you would never get tired of listening to Quran. What was the night of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? قُمِ اللَّيْلِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا نِصْفَهُ أَوِنْ قُسْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا أُوْزِدْ عَلَيْهِ وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا ومما رزقناهم ينفقون كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون How many verses in the Quran? ومن الليل فتهجد به نافلة لك عسى أن يبعثك ربك مقاما محمودا Where the night of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is described crying before Allah begging from Allah on the musalla where are these amal of the ummah today? Where is the sharaf in it? Such a Quran this ummah was given. Imam Ismail rahimullah, great scholar of Arabic grammar, late one night, he's making tawaf in the haram. He comes across a young girl. She was reciting ash'ar, poetry in Arabic. He was a linguist. He knew Arabic grammar. When he heard this poem, he was so impressed by it. Then he tells his young girl, recite more. She says, Ismail, where is your haya and your shame? You are asking me to recite poetry when you have the Quran. And then she gives one example. Young girl, young child. That was that zamana. Young child, what does she say to Ismail? She says, look at the Quran of my Allah. Two amars, two nahi and two basharat. What does this mean? Two amar, two injunctions, two orders. Two prohibitions and two glad tidings in one sentence. Two injunctions, two prohibitions and two glad tidings in one sentence. She says, Al-makhluq la yaqdiru ala mithli hadha al-kalam. Makhluq does not have this ability. Two injunctions, two prohibitions and two glad tidings. Try and do that in one sentence. The same verse which I recited earlier, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِي Allah says we send inspiration to the mother of Musa alayhi salam, أَنْ أَرْضِعِي Breastfeed Musa alayhi salam, first amal. فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ When you become afraid for his life, فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمْ Throw him into the ocean, second amal. Two amars, two injunctions, breastfeed him and throw him into the ocean. Two prohibitions, وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي Do not fear and do not grieve. Why? Two glad tidings, إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكِ إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكِ We will return him back to you, وَجَعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ And we will make him a nabi. One sentence. Two amars, two nahi, two basharat. The mother Musa al-Islam is commanded, throw him into the ocean. And not only that, Allah informs her, فَلْيُلْقِهِ الْيَمُّ بِالسَّاحِلِ يَأْخُذْهُ عَدُوٌ لِي وَعَدُوٌ اللَّهِ When you throw him in the ocean, what will happen? He will, that cot of his will reach the shore in front of my and your enemy. Allah says, we will take him into the lap of Fir'aun, into the lap of the enemy. Fir'aun sees this child. He points to the child. إِنَّهُ قَاتِلِي This is the child that I fear. لَا حَافِظَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ اِحْفَظِ اللَّهَ يَحْفَظْكَ Guard the right of Allah. Allah will protect you. Fir'aun points to that child. This is the one that I was after. Allah's sifat of hafiz. Allah's sifat and quality of protection. Fir'aun could not harm one hair on the body of Musa. And not only that, Allah put him into the service of Musa alayhi salam. Why? حَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِعِ Allah commanded this baby that you will not drink the milk of anyone else but your mother. So the child is starving. On the other hand, the wife of Fir'aun wanted to adopt Musa alayhi salam. Fir'aun said, I am Allah, na'uzu billah. And he also had to listen to his wife. Like people say, I am the boss in my house and I have my wife's permission to sit. He also had to listen. He was on his case. This child is dying. Find someone to breastfeed this child. The women are lining up. Why the king is offering a prize? Women are lining up. حَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَادِعَ Allah says, we made it haram upon this child. He was commanded to not drink anyone else's milk besides the milk of your mother. Musa a.s. is starving. Still he is rejecting these women. The sister Musa a.s. هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتِ يَكْفُلُونَهُ لَكُمْ وَهُمْ لَهُ نَاسِحُونَ I know of someone who is very good with children. Let me tell you, let me send for her. Firaun says, send for her. One side, send for her. Other side, suspicion. What is the suspicion? That perhaps there is a relation. This child is from the Bani Israel. So Firaun is sitting on his throne and he's looking with X-ray vision at each of the women that are coming. Is there some link? Is there some bond? Is there some sign of recognition? The mother Musa alayhi salam is coming. Imagine a woman feared for the loss of her child, threw the child into the ocean. The child is starving, on the brink of starvation. Now the day comes. Now the day comes that mother and child are being reunited. Is it possible? Is it possible for a woman to conceal her emotion and affection for her child at such a critical juncture? Firaun is looking at X-ray vision. As the mother Musa alayhi salam comes closer, what does Allah say? In kadat latubdi bihi lawla arrabatna ala qalbiha litakuna min almu'minin. As the mother Musa alayhi salam came closer, Allah says, we snatched and we took out of her heart the motherly love that she had. So that she approached Musa alayhi salam as a total stranger. Badin hawaka sabarta amlam tasbira. Wabukaka illam yajri damruka awjara. Amara al-fu'adu lisanahu wa jufunahu fakatamnahu. Wakafa bi jismika mukhbira. Like the poet says, if you want to suppress and hide your emotions, your outward expression will reveal, even though you may not say it, your outward expression will reveal what is inside. Yet in the case of the mother Musa alayhi salam, Allah says, إِنْ كَادَتْ لَتُبْدِي بِهِ لَوْلَا رَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهَا We pulled it out of her heart. So that she approached as a complete stranger. Why? Because even the love which a mother will show for a child is also part of the rahmat and mercy of Allah. On one occasion, there is a knock at the house of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aisha opens the door, radiallahu anha. There is a faqir, a poor woman. She's got two small young girls with her. She is begging, looking for food. Aisha radiallahu anha says there was only 3 dates in the house. She took the 3 dates, presented it to the mother. The mother took 1 date, gave it to one small child. Took the other date, gave it to the other small child. Kept the 3rd date for herself. The children were so hungry, they gobbled up the 2 dates. They were not reached that age where they could discern that my mother is also hungry. Their hunger was not satisfied with the 1 date, so they started pulling the dress of the mother. Aisha radiallahu anha says, I saw the display, the conflict of emotion on the face of this mother. On the one hand, her own hunger. On the other hand, the need of her 2 small children. She broke the 3rd date into 2 pieces, gave half to one child, half to the other child. She herself went hungry. Aisha radiallahu anha says, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came home, I related this incident to him in surprise that such a thing had happened. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told me, Aisha, Allah has made Jannat wajib upon their mother. That affection which a mother will show for a child is also part of the rahmat and mercy, 100th of Allah's mercy that Allah sent into this world. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the other 99, Allah has kept back, yarhamu biha, ibadahu yawm al-qiyamah. Allah will exhibit His rahmat and mercy upon His slaves in the akhirah. This month of Rajab, coming back to the riwayat which we mentioned earlier, Ibn Kathir rahimahullah mentions, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked sahaba ikram, hal tadrun, كَمْ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ Oh my Sahaba, do you know the distance between the earth and the first heaven? Sahaba were not like you and I, get a few degrees or get a few titles and think we know everything. They said, Allahu wa Rasulu alam. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, بَيْنَهُمَا مَسِيرَةُ خَمْسِمِيَةِ سَنَةِ From the earth to the first heaven is a distance of 500 years. Not our years. وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُودُونَ One day by your Rabb is 1,000 years of this life. 500 such years. وَمِنْ كُلِّ سَمَاءٍ إِلَى سَمَاءٍ مَسِيرَةُ خَمْسِمِيَةِ سَنَةٍ From the first to the second to the third to the fourth to the fifth to the sixth to the seventh. Between each heaven, 500 years. Then above that a sea, above that 8 angels, above that the Arsh of Allah. Can we imagine this distance? Such a vast space Allah has created, yet, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa, from masjid al-haram to masjid al-aqsa, through this entire space. Till he reached that point beyond the Sidratul Muntaha, that point of qurb and closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we cannot even imagine. And what was he given? What was he given? Mi'raj, we speak about Mi'raj. Rajab, we remember the Mi'raj. What was the gift of Mi'raj? What was the sabak of Mi'raj? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came with that amal. That amal, that when you stand on the musalla and say Allahu Akbar, each ummati is transported into the court of Allah. Where are these amal? Where is the show? Where is the link and attachment with the masjid? What was the night of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? What was the day of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Then Aisha, Muslim Sharif riwayat. Aisha radiallahu anha describes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the musalla. She says his whole body was shaking. His whole body was shaking. Tears pouring down his cheeks onto his beard, from his beard onto the ground. Ya Rabbi ummati ummati. Ya Rabbi ummati ummati. Ya Rabbi ummati ummati. Allah my ummat. Allah my ummat. Allah my ummat. This dard, this cry, this pain, this concern for the ummah. Qurbani was given, and then qurbani, and then sacrifice, upon sacrifice. For what? With this cry, with this concern for the hidayat of this ummah. How one person can be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannah. The love that he had for Fatima radiallahu anha was such. That whenever he would go in the path of Allah, the last person that he would meet was Fatima. Then the masjid, and then he would go out in the path of Allah. And when he would return, masjid, and the first person he would meet was Fatima radiallahu anha. So that the period of separation from her would be the least. One such journey, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam returns. As he returns, when Fatima looks at her father, she bursts into tears. Ya Fatima, ma yubki. Fatima, what is causing you to cry? She says, Araka ya Rasulallah, qad shahuba lawnuk wa khlawla qad thiyabuk. She says, I can see you, my father. Your clothes have become tattered and torn. Your skin, your cheeks have become pale. Your face is emaciated. I can see the athar and the signs of hunger and suffering on your body. How can I not cry? قَدْ شَحُبَ لَوْنُكْ وَقْلُولَكَ اتْتِيَابُكْ He says, Ya Fatima la tabki, Ya Fatima la tabki, O my daughter, do not cry. Why? فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بَعَثَ أَبَاكِ بِأَمْرٍ لَا يَبْقَى عَلَى ظَهْرِ الْأَرْضِ بَيْتُ مَدَرٍ وَلَا وَبَرٍ وَلَا شَعْرٍ إِلَّا أَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ عِزًّا أَوْ ذُلًّا حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ هَذَا الْأَمْرِ مِنْ حَيْثُ يَبْلُغُ اللَّيْلُ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ مِنْ حَيْثُ يَبْلُغُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ O Fatima, do not cry. Why? One hand, what is she saying? Ya Rasulullah, I cannot bear to see you suffering like this. What is his response? My qurbani, my suffering, my hunger, my hardship is for a reason, for an object. What is that object, Fatima? Allah will bring that day that there will not be a single home on the surface of this earth. Whether made of baked brick or unbaked brick, whether made of hay, whether made of tent, there will not be a single home. But the noor of hidayat will enter their home. Until this noor of hidayat will reach till where the sun reaches. But for that, qurbani has to be given. Sacrifice has to be given. That sacrifice Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave. The family of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave. Sahaba gave. Coming back to that riwayat, she says, Aisha radiallahu anha says, my Nabi stood on the musalla crying and crying. And what was he saying? He said, oh my Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salam said to you, وَجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَنْ نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ رَبِّ إِنْ فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Oh my Allah, those who follow me, they are from me. Those who are disobedient to me, you are غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Forgive them if you want. Take them to task if you want. He said, Isa Ruhullah said, إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكْ وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Oh my Allah, if you punish them, they are only your slaves. If you forgive them, you are mighty and wise. In other words, forgive them if you want, take them to task if you want. And then she says, he said this, and then he started crying and crying and crying. And he said, oh my Allah, I will not say to you as Ibrahim Khalilullah said. And I will not say to you as Isa Ruhullah said, Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati. Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati. In other words, forgive them. And if you don't want to forgive them, then to forgive. She says, he cried so much that Allah sent Jibreel. Allah sent Jibreel to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That, oh my Nabi, why are you crying like this? Allah didn't know. Allah didn't know why he was crying. This is why Jibreel is sent to ask this question. No, my respected brothers. Allah knew. Why was Jibreel sent? If Jibreel was not sent, then these nights would have remained a secret between Rasulullah and Allah. Allah sent Jibreel to ask this question so that you and I, so that the businessman of the 14th century of Islam whose business is steeped in riba, so that the young housewife of the 14th century of Islam was parading openly in public, so that youngster of the 14th century of Islam, who's got the earphone stuck in his ears and his body is riding to the music, so that ummah of the 14th century of Islam, the janazah of his sunnah who's coming out of their homes, so that each one of them comes to know on whose leg you are striking the axe. Who are you hurting? When our amal are presented in Madinah Munawwara before that park and that Mubarak ruh, ask ourselves this question, are we a source of coolness to him? Are we a source of comfort to him? When every command of Allah is being broken, when this ummah, humanity like ants are going towards Jahannam, in this day and age, what are we saying? My shop, my job, my home, my business. That ummah that Allah says, Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You are the best of every ummah. You were taken out of the hidayat of humanity. Jibreel is saying, oh my Nabi, why are you crying like this? He says to Jibreel, the worry of my ummah is making me cry. The worry of my ummah is making me cry. Jibreel goes back. Allah sends him with this basharat and glad tidings. Sanurdhika fi ummatik. We will please you with regards to your ummah. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu used to say, La arda Muhammad wa wahidun min ummati fi nar. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will never be pleased as long as one ummati is in Jahannam. Where is that dard today? Where is that cry today? For one person to be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannah. Time is very limited. Azan is going to be called out in a few minutes. Before that time, my respected brothers, very, very quickly, that day is coming. Sahaba prepared something. They will present it in Allah's court. The clock of our lives are ticking. Ask ourselves, what have we prepared to present? What face are we going to face Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in front of Jame Kosar? What have we prepared? This tashkil that is being made, that gives some qurbani, some sacrifice, go out in the path of Allah. This is some preparation for us to prepare, present on that day. So who is ready, inshallah, very, very quickly, stand up and give our name to go 4 months in the path of Allah. Come and respect. School holidays are coming, universities are coming. Stand up, mashallah. Very quickly, give our names, mashallah.